Hi there! Welcome to Benevolent Order Disagreement Society. Of course, always to my right is Carlo.
Hey!
And to my left is the wonderful Zach. Carlo is also wonderful, too.
Hi-o.
And we are very privileged and distinguished to have a special guest star. Hopefully, we'll be returning with us again. Scott, how are you?
Hi.
Now, for those of you that might remember, we talked about Scott as the very large. If Scott were a transvestite,
I don't know if I'm very large.
No, he's
lumberjack.
I described you as a lumberjack.
Lumberjack.
Yeah, he's a lumberjack. Like, this man could be the most effective linebacker in the NFL. Now,
but
what's the linebacker?
We're going to sports now.
What does the linebacker do?
The linebacker is the guy that calls the plays and he throws the ball, right? That's him.
What team is he on?
I'm pretty sure he's on the Vikings.
So back to Rodriel. Just kidding. We don't have to go back there.
Scott's sitting in with us today as we're on our second episode. So we'll be looking forward to his insights on basically the ridiculousness of Zach's stories.
I heard there's going to be beer.
There is beer. You had one in your hand.
Yeah, I do. I'm drinking it.
We had to bribe him with pizza, but he brought his own Carl's Jr., so I don't really know where that pans out.
I didn't know pizza was coming. You would no one to let me know that.
Really? By texting it to you?
I didn't get to get it. Yeah.
Still in the air somewhere.
Actually, I don't know if the viewers can hear this right now, but we are actually talking on a Jess purchase microphone.
Yeah.
So I hope our audio quality is a little bit better.
Best Buy was a madhouse.
Yeah.
It was.
It looks a lot like an anal suppository.
Wow.
It can be used for that, too. Goes.
We're already there, huh?
Beer is coming over later.
Are we even
I'm sorry. I'm using fake names. That's not his real girlfriend's name.
Hi, Vera.
Hi.
So what are we talking about today, guys?
Okay, first things first. First order of business is that this is episode 2, and if you may remember from episode 1, one of the first things that I said was that we are going to have to go back in post and edit my last name.
I didn't say it this time.
Yes, you did.
No, I did. I just said the first name.
You said your first name, then you said mine, but I have two first names, so then...
You took that as to say
I compensated.
Oh, so you said Dylan.
Well, maybe I just really want everybody to know who the hell you
said
are.
John
no, it's all right. Maybe this will just become like a recurring theme. But I'll just keep having to remind Dylan that okay, we're not using last names.
So you said, well, it's Dylan, Carlo,
so.
And Zach.
You said John Carlo. And then Zach. You said John Carlo. That, no, you said.
Okay.
Zach Mullins, are you Irish?
Dude, you guys don't know. You guys don't even know how to edit. You guys are gonna have a fucking.
Because we're not gonna edit.
First off, Zach, you were at a strip club last night. The strip club that we have all been to, that we all love.
Wait,
Scott, you have performed there. He went to Cheetahs last night.
Well, I was not invited.
You went to Cheetahs last night.
Right, no,
we're gonna have to start this over.
Cheetahs. We're not
starting.
No.
Have to stop.
You went to Cheetahs with John and like 4 other people. You didn't. All right,
we're
don't even take their
wait,
clothes
wait,
off
wait.
There.
You guys went to Cheetahs for the listeners at home. Cheetahs is a strip club in Hollywood, California.
It's a great place.
They serve alcohol, but they don't show everything.
That's
so
okay though.
They don't show anything.
They don't show anything. Really?
They show. Yeah, you're right. They don't.
They don't show.
Yeah.
No, that's why it's full bar.
Or butts.
But.
Hold on one second. Hey folks, sorry we had to edit that last part out, but we are
what part
we
are you talking
live
about?
Here in a podcast.
The fact you went to Cheetahs last night?
Yeah, is that called?
You're going to Cheetahs. You went to Cheetahs.
What's wrong with Cheetahs?
What's wrong with Cheetahs? Oh wait, what did you tell your girlfriend?
Do you have the kind of relationship?
Oh, okay. Did you tell your girlfriend you're doing something else?
No, we didn't even.
Hey, I'm just gonna
look,
no
Zach.
Problem.
At this point, if your girlfriend's getting mad, you went to Cheetahs, which is the most harmless strip club
harmless.
In all of Los
it's
Angeles.
Like,
okay, in all honesty,
do you have
though,
to enter
should,
a password
let's
to watch?
It.
Porn
it's like going to
Chuck
E. Cheese.
Let's stop it. I'm gonna unplug this thing. Like we have to do. Like,
really, really.
We have to move forward.
Okay. No ground rules.
Strippers
Carlo, in general. What about Seventh
Bell? The only ground rule that
what
I
about
had?
Seventh Bell that we went to on Thursday night?
I never went to the Seventh Bell on Thursday night.
Okay.
Remember when we drank 40s behind a liquor store?
If I can't go to a strip club with Zacharias, I can't go to a strip club. I can't understand it. You're a man. You are a man.
All right, clearly, like all these things, come on.
All right.
Let's just start it over.
Where would you like to go? What direction? Would you like? No, let's not start it over.
Save.
Like this. Should we start it over? You want to start it over?
Yes.
You really want to start it over? All right.
You can't
talk about strippers and going to strip clubs, really?
All right, hit stop real quick and I'll tell you what I was
going
doing.
To strip And now you're comfortable about cheetahs?
Podcasting.
Podcasting.
So what yeah. What happened to cheetahs?
John was there. John will be on the show. He's a good friend of ours. And Eve.
That Dylan dated from this bar. It's called Cheetahs. It's in Hollywood. It's actually somewhat famous. I think what the Motley Crue had it in one of their songs at one point.
Cheetahs is in a Motley Crue song.
Yeah, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Cheetahs sucks.
I don't think it was that Cheetahs. I think it might have been a better. It might have been a better Cheetahs.
Full nude, I think.
It used to have a pool table too.
They did.
Oh, I remember you guys would always talk about going to play pool.
They had cover charges now. It's very Hollywood.
Oh,
there wasn't a cover. Anyway.
Liv's thing is tonight, isn't it? The peep and destroy thing is tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is tonight.
At the chapel you were praying at? Yeah, I did it. Thai place that has karaoke.
Oh, Pattaya Thai?
I ran out her on the tab. We haven't spoken since.
Really?
I thought it was pretty normal, actually. Yeah. I sang Dreamweaver and I ran out. That's not a lie. I'm serious. It's like 3:30, and I just threw the mic down, right to my Honda Civic. Got the fuck out.
No, baby, I'm just gonna use the bathroom.
Did you give her a ride there?
I got a ride there. Yeah, I gave her a ride there, right down the street. Then she just wasn't having it.
That's so weird. That's so weird. All right. Well, okay. So
harmless.
That's obviously like so. Clearly, Dylan is comfortable talking about subjects.
Of course.
I may not be comfortable talking about at this point.
So back to the strip club.
Yeah.
C
lineup, I heard, huh?
C lineup. That's what John was telling me, yeah. John was telling me that, like, dude, for a Saturday night, you would expect them to bring out their A game, right? Like Saturday night at a strip club in Hollywood, California, yet here they are with their fucking B lineup. And like, I think one of the girls looked like she was pregnant. One of the girls actually, like, okay, this may be a little bit derogatory.
She had a cesarean section scar?
There was something going on. Dude, but
she had her appendix out.
I've been to this so-called strip club before, and they don't actually get naked. I've been there with Dylan, in fact, where
yes,
there's one of them, and her name, I don't think this is actually letting any kind of cat out of any bag, but her name was Mallory, I want to say.
All right. Sounds about right.
And Dylan actually got lap dance after lap dance from this girl.
I was buying you lap dances, too, that night. And shots.
No, I don't think I ever.
You seem to have the biggest grin on your fucking face, too.
Yeah, you at a strip club is like a fucking starving man.
Tits. Remember you were sitting over there on 7th Fail and you had the money in both hands, you kept going, tits. Tits.
Oh,
it's like,
my God.
It's like fucking
oh
Frankenstein
God.
In a strip club.
No, that was different. That was 7th Fail, and my God. Hats off to the
7th Fail is amazing.
To the man in charge of hiring their staff there, because
it's up to the recruiter.
Yeah, the recruiter, yeah, like, clearly.
Great recruitment program over there.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, though.
Bobby Knight's got another
like
one. Miles.
Yeah. Cheetah's A team is like the 7th Fail's C team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
So Cheetah's, when you have that kind of like, it's back to what I was saying before about like going whole hog into something. It's like, if you're going to be a fucking stripper, like, take your shit off. You don't wear or go to a bar where you're wearing like pasties and a fucking underwear. What's the goddamn point?
Well, what if they're just not good enough? Like they can't get the job at 7th Fail.
What?
They still
you're not good at you're nothing.
What is the prerequisite for an all nude club?
No.
An all nude club?
You gotta be a
whore. Well, no, but I'm saying, what if they can't get the job because they're not good looking enough? So the only stripperish job they can get is. Cheetahs.
You know how girls look better? They take off their fucking underwear and bra. That's how they're
supposed to be. Gnarly looking strippers. You understand what I'm saying? It's like not every girl that walks into 7th Fail or Body Shop or whatever gets hired.
Or they're not comfortable yet to take off all their clothes.
But why would you, like, you already have the stigma of a stripper. Why not go all the way?
Because they can't get hired.
Like Janilyn.
I'm sure they could. Like, you could go to, like, Silver Rain out in North Hollywood and get hired.
Sure you could. But if you're not actually that serious about being a stripper, like you want to hold some shred of integrity, like, no, I don't take off my clothes. I actually just dance. I'm a dancer.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't actually.
They're still in the dancer mode.
It's the same equivalent.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing, honey? Tchaikovsky? No, I'm doing Motley Crue tonight.
Yeah. I'm doing 4-for-1 fucking Motley Crue.
Hey, back on the main stage. 4-for-1.
Why don't you sashay over to me and get on my dick? How about that? Paul Murray, fuck you. How about that?
All right.
Where did you train? Yeah.
Let's
Let's talk more, grinding your ass until I come in my pants and go home in shame.
It's the same equivalent as women that go into the porno industry and all they do is lesbian things, right? Like, they're kind of holding on to this shred of integrity, telling themselves, like, no, I'm not getting fucked on camera. I'm only doing lesbian stuff to where I can still get married.
So I'm not a porn star.
Career.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's the thing. Like, there's no porno out there. So I get married.
So if you go full penetration on film, marriage is not an option?
Marriage is completely not an option.
So gay or full peno?
Wait, gay with... Yeah. Gay with black or just regular, like...
Well, no, just like in societal gay. Like, yeah. You're not allowed to
get interracial
black
thing, that you're
there's
you're
nothing wrong
with
interracial unless you go Mexican black.
What do you think? Is this where there's things like that happen? I don't think so. This is Hollywood.
Lebanese. No one fucking likes Lebanese people.
Yeah, that Syrian porn is not that great.
Syrian porn. I don't know. It's a good smell, though. A good aroma. Hummus.
Yeah, it's
flatbread.
Some kind of, like, turmeric. Tarragon
what are
in there.
Even talking about?
Garlic.
Probably not strip clubs in Los Angeles.
Right.
And what? You can walk into a strip
so
club. What do you
go,
feel?
I don't know. Like, okay, there's a strip club in Hollywood. It's called.
Am I ever
going
to get to plug my book?
And the women in Jembo's, they never get full naked. It's just simply dancing in basically a bikini. And I imagine either they go to places like Seventh Vale or the Body Shop, and they either can't get a job there or they prefer.
That's my point. I don't think they can get a job there.
I think you can get it. Maybe not there, but you can get a job in a club where you take off all your clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why go through the whole stigma and less money just to do the
well, maybe sense. Like, being a top flight Cheetahs girl pays a lot more
than...
The creme
de la creme of whores.
They don't like to take their clothes off. They don't want to take their clothes off.
Maybe they're willing, but like the shitty strip club that would actually allow them to show their evil vagina.
Fire-breathing vagina.
Like they'd make $12 a night instead of $15.
Imagine the
demons
coming out
of there. But no, they don't get paid a wage. They get paid on their fucking
tips.
No, on tips.
Well, I'm sure like Cheetahs is probably busier than the hole-in-the-wall strip club that they
8-inch stack tips.
Get hired at.
I don't think so, man.
I don't know. Let's try it. Who's got $25?
Let's take this thing and go to fucking Deja Vu Grand Valley right now.
Clearly we should be podcasting from Cheetahs.
$5 and a Rolodex? I wish I had a fucking Rolodex. I could use that right now.
Hey, you guys want to dance or something? We're actually podcasting. Sorry.
Podcasting live from Cheetahs. Episode 72.
We're going to have to clear all this music.
By the way, Cheetahs, if you want to be our sponsor, we'll come and do a show at your place of business.
Cheetahs for everyone.
Gannon, I'm sorry. That's your real name.
I mean, you've dated strippers before.
I sure have.
And you've dated... You dated a girl that worked at Cheetahs?
I sure have.
You fucked around with girls that worked at actual strip clubs.
Really bad women, yes.
What's the difference?
You know, Janelle, like you said, they still hold on to a thread of, like, I'm not a stripper. They don't want to accept the fact that they're a stripper if they're on a fully clothed. But they're dancing on stage. They're giving you 4-for-1s, 3-for-1s. When you date a girl from, like, Seventh Vale or that girl from Centerfolds in San Francisco... Didn't you go to San Francisco Centerfolds too?
I've got a real good story.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. And yeah, that girl was like, that's a whole other mindset. That girl could have been that girl with fully clothes on, and they're like, you know what? I've been dancing on stage. Now I can really make more money. I think it's a segue. You don't go right to.
So you're saying it's like AAA minor.
Yes, and then you get called with the big leagues. Seventhville, nude.
You made it, sweetie.
You made it. Yeah, you're up. You're Ben Cleanup, baby. I mean Cleanup because I'm coming everywhere, all over the stage, literally.
Pop a bottle of champagne, girly, because you're showing nipple.
But Centerfolds in San Francisco.
Yeah,
is
have
an
you
amazing
ever known anybody that was like from way back that became a stripper?
I think Elizabeth Gelb from high school became a stripper.
Really?
Ben Feudum's a girlfriend.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let's just talk about you two's high school
experience. It's still on the top. It was one of the best.
She was on the wrestling team with me. And
but they haven't.
She could wrestle.
I had fucking half chub every time because she was in my weight class. And so I was wrestling that. And then, like, you
you run your hand over the chest. You grab me a bit around. I was fucking just feeling ass and titties in fucking wrestling things. Yeah, and I'd have half chub, and then like, switch!
She was a fully developed girl.
Another guy would come on, and it was just like, I just been rolling around on this like mat with this girl, and I got half chub, and
a singlet, so
and now I gotta wrestle this dude. It's really confusing.
She developed it has to be quickly.
Scott, you knew a girl from when you went to school that became a stripper, right?
Yeah, growing up, I had like closest thing you can have to a girlfriend in like elementary school. This girl was really, really cute.
You got like held hands and
we held hands. I think we went like our parents took us to the movies or something like that.
Pick you up right here.
Yeah, so she moved away in like fifth or sixth grade. Didn't see or hear anything about her for a really long time, and ended up getting together with a bunch of friends, like kind of pre-college, like summer before college. Get together, we all go to San Francisco, we all, you know, get drunk in the parking lot.
Here I am thinking this is a beautiful story, and I feel like I already know where you're going with
it. It's getting there!
Yeah, it's getting there. Sorry. Am I being too long-winded?
No.
No, please. Like, no,
too it's short-winded, it's like, you ask me, silly buns.
Like, sorry, no.
Let me pace myself, then.
You're starting with Young Love. It starts off sounding like...
Well, that's what it was. It was Young Love. She wrote me notes talking about how her parents were breaking up.
Or some, like, whimsical, fucking beautiful Disney.
It was, all right? I was Zach Morris. She was Kelly Kapowski.
Wait, no, but you said you met in fucking grade school.
Yeah.
You do got great hair.
So you were more like Alfalfa, and she was like...
I'm not that fucking old. I'm like a year older than all the assholes.
You do that.
Well, no, Kelly Kapowski and Zach Morris were in high school. They were Bayside.
Yeah. And I was like 9 when that was on TV. 10, 11, whatever.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so.
What movie did you see?
How far did you get? It was Beethoven. We went on Beethoven.
Did you put your hand on her thigh, like in the movie there?
When I was in fifth grade or when I was 18?
When you were in fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
In fifth grade, I have no idea.
Probably finger cut the shit out of her, huh?
I'm pretty sure she blew me, but I can't
confirm. Well, this movie's ruined.
So I'm with a bunch of friends. It's like kind of like our last...
Her face looked like the slobber coming off of Beethoven's face.
Her parents' bedroom was never the same.
Oh my goodness.
Group of friends, we go to Deja Vu Centerfolds, which is like one of the best, in my opinion, best strip clubs in San Francisco.
I'm with you on that one.
Cross the street from each other, very easy to change, go back and forth.
What is?
Deja Vu is right across.
I thought it's Deja Vu.
It's Showgirls.
Yes.
Deja Vu Showgirls.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's Deja Vu's Centerfolds. Or whatever.
Yeah. Showgirls, I think, is right across the street.
They have cups, t-shirts, I think.
That's something you want to wear around.
I did key bump in the Centerfolds parking lot. With Stace.
So we make our way in. It's like,
Could you wear that shirt?
You could wear that shirt anywhere. It probably just says Deja Vu Centerfolds and has an ass with a thong.
Maybe not to Showgirls.
A thong is still clothing.
Yeah, but like that's basically advertising the fact that you're a piece of shit.
Pretty sure Walmart or church is acceptable.
They're probably going to start having churches in Walmart.
That would be fucking awesome. Imagine being like the greeter and then the greeter for the church.
The greeter
at
the end of the ship.
Hello, welcome to Walmart. Hello,
the greeter dies. Greeter dies, end of a shift. He's in the fucking funeral church at the Walmart.
The greeter for the church automatically has to fondle a 12-year-old boy.
So you
that is not
you started dating her after that, or what happened?
Okay, so I'm going to a strip club. At the time, I still don't really like strip clubs, but at the time, I absolutely detested strip clubs. I was a much purer.
Let's give a little backstory to our dear friend Scott here. Like, he actually didn't drink until how old were you when you first?
I'm 18.
Okay, he was 18 when he drank, and he was the purest heart. Bless his soul.
Purest of heart. Let's get the grammar correct.
Purest of heart. He actually like wow. You hated strip clubs until what age?
I still detest them, but I'm more tolerant now.
That's not true. Scott plays shows at.
It whatever. That doesn't mean I don't.
Well, that gave me excuse to go to a strip club, so I'm happy about that.
something mainstream to go to a strip
club.
I didn't want to see tits and all that kind of thing.
It's like Alison's like, oh, we're playing a show at fucking Cheetahs. And I was like, well, I'm already going there anyway, so I'll see you get off the stage.
Win-win!
You're ruining the girls on the main stage. Right,
so you hadn't seen this girl since you were...
No, well, yeah, no. Well, I got to get to that part. I'm not to that part yet. So I'm just like, you know, just...
I'm excited.
No, I'm not hating life. I'm excited to be with my friends. Like, we're all, you know, we might not see each other again. We might not see each other for a few years, whatever. Everyone's going away to different colleges. So when we go in, the main stage at Centerfold is kind of like a horseshoe shape with tables and chairs around the horseshoe.
That it is.
I just kind of take a seat near the back because I just really...
Oh, C36?
You got my ass screwed,
It was row F.
Oh, row F. That's a good row.
Yeah.
That's a good row.
Good row. Good,
see everything from there. Good vantage point.
You can see enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need to see everything.
Enough,
you know
shape.
What I'm saying?
Depends on what you pick.
You don't want to get within, like, moisture distance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bodily secretions.
Yeah,
all
that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, I sit down. My other friends either go to get private dances or they're like up in front with the dollar bills, whatever. So I'm kind of just by myself in a chair, just kind of, you know, not really moping, but kind of, you know, just...
Just pouting.
Just a pouting, not pouting per se, but I'd call it a mild pout. All
right. Just not happy at your current status in life. Like, you're sitting there, like, just reflecting on the fact that you're a strip club.
Yeah.
And not happy about it.
So I'm sitting there, and for about a minute or two, all of a sudden I hear like high pitched like squealing, and then a girl putting her arms around me and going, "Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god!" And I'm like, "Oh fucking, god, this is why I hate strip clubs."
Oh my god!
Because I'm like, it's just some fucking stupid stripper that's gonna, she's like, gonna try to flirt with me and try to get my money and not care. She's not gonna really care.
The heart's not there.
But did the reaction of her being like, did it seem like almost like she knew you though? Did you feel
I had no idea.
Like, oh my god! Ah.
Did she have that smell of the stripper, like that sweet, like
it was like a vanilla shame.
Yeah, vanilla shame. Yeah. Yeah, it comes in like a pump
yeah,
spray.
Yeah, no, it comes in a. I think Britney Spears is endorsing that one. Right?
She has it year round.
She has her own one. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I feel arms go around my neck from behind. And then
a
svelte petite little body jumps in my lap, and she looks at me in the eyes and's
so
like,
"So you just like ninja punch this girl because she caught you off guard?"
No, I kind of go with it because I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't know what to do. I should just be nice. So she goes in my lap, and she looks me in the eyes, and's like, "Oh my god, Scott! Scott, last name deleted."
Nice.
And I'm like, and I'm just dumbfounded. I'm like, what in the fuck? Who are you? And she's like, it's Chrissy. Chrissy, last name deleted.
Portia.
Is that Greek?
Yeah.
Is that a real or stage name? That's a real name. Yeah.
No, her stage name was Mystique.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. But anyway, so she's in my lap and she's just like, oh my god, blah blah blah. And then I was completely blown away. First that she would recognize me. Like, I don't know, like, going from 11 years old to 18, I had changed quite a bit.
Well, when you take a shot of cum in your mouth while watching Beethoven in a movie theater, yeah, you kind of remember a person.
That's probably true. She's a DNA stamp. She's been tracking me for years.
Her scent.
Before
you get to this point.
I totally blew you when I was 5 years
old.
She didn't really blow me.
Describe what she looked like.
I don't get jokes.
The last time you saw her.
The last time I saw her, she was fucking maybe 11 or 12 years old.
What was
short, kind of half like a soft curl.
Yeah.
Brunette.
How firm was that?
Very, very pretty. Very pretty.
And what was on her head?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. All
right,
cool.
Okay.
Did that hymen snap like a twig or what?
Yeah, it was an audible pop. Okay, so the last time you saw this girl,
folded like origami.
She looked like Shirley Temple, but with brown
hair.
Yeah,
so Shirley Temple-ish, but with brown hair. But already you could tell that she was going on a cursed path.
Yeah.
She was a dark child.
And now describe Chrissy when you were
Mystique.
18.
We'll call
Mystique. Her what was she wearing? Like, what kind of outfit was she?
She kind of, I can't remember exactly, but it was kind of like a little, like a black nightie with like a silver outline kind of thing, if I'm picturing it correct.
Is anyone really interested in what this
is? I am very interested.
Yeah.
I want to see the juxtaposition.
It's a description. It's a description.
I'm assuming the listeners of this podcast, the three of them out there, are furiously masturbating right now.
Well,
either at the sound of your voice or the description of my fake stripper girlfriend.
Could you? Would she? Did she resemble her young self?
No, she did not look anything like what she used to look like. So I mean,
brown hair, like short.
Still had brown hair, but she was crazy hot, like crazy stripper hot.
Yeah, like still hot, not weathered down.
No, because she was 18. I think she was like she 6 months. Rough.
There's no kind of hot like crazy. Stripper
she was
hot.
6 months older she's than I was.
Rookie.
So, yeah, she was. I've been 18 for a few months, so she was maybe 19 at that point. I don't remember. But yeah, crazy hot, super tan, amazing eyes, but just crazy stripper hot. So she was definitely like the good, like a 18 year old centerfold stripper.
That's fresh one, new out of the box stripper smell kind of deal.
Yeah, definitely. And she, So anyway, we're talking, and I was just like, I was still just in a daze because I couldn't believe that this girl knew me, recognized me, and everything. So after a few minutes, she's like, "Hey, do you want to dance?" And so I'm like, "Okay, I guess that's appropriate. We're at a strip club." Yeah. So let me get to that part because it's real fucking awkward. So she's leading me by the hand. 5-year-old
girlfriend.
Raj real awkward.
But I don't know. Maybe
watch episode one.
Okay, so she's leading me by the hand back to the little back area with the little rooms and the curtains and everything.
All right, is she telling you like what the cost is for
this? No cost. She wasn't discussing cost at that point.
They never do.
What was going through your head?
What's that?
What was going through your head? God,
going through my head, I was just, I mean, like I said, I was just like dumbfounded. I was just like, what the fuck?
You're still accepting the fact that this girl works here.
Yes, I was like.
He was dumbfoundedly being led into the back room by his 5-year-old girlfriend to get a fucking dirty ass lap dance.
How dirty did it go? I mean, was it going to keep going? I'm sorry.
I will say that there was full penetration of fingers 3 inches from my nose. And
you're like this?
Like this far like away.
Wait, she was fingering herself?
She fingered herself 3 inches away from my nose.
Yeah.
I was trying to lead up to that, but Zach keeps interrupting me.
Was she talking about how you guys used to date while she did?
No, we didn't discuss that at all.
Remember grape soda?
You remember that scene in Beethoven when it was amazing? Hold on, let me stick my fingers in my
pussy. I have four cats!
So she's. Did you go downstairs to the bed? Because you know another bed
downstairs. Yeah, the bed downstairs.
So yeah, it was the downstairs.
That's where they take you when they like you.
I don't think it was the bed because I think someone was in the bed, but it was like the room next to the bed. I
remember being a circle bed. There was like
there's like a kidney bean shaped bed, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm.
No, there's full bed.
Surprising,
I've
been there
in
10 years, yep. But somehow I remember that vividly.
And how long was the dance for?
She gave me like 3 dances in a row, and the whole time I'm just aghast because
I blowed away.
I'm still like a pretty good apple at this point, and I'm not.
You're still a good apple.
I'm still
mind blown, huh?
Mind completely blown.
Blow, Jerry, blow.
Was she saying like dirty shit to you?
She was kind of. She was like, giving me the regular lap dance, and then when she started really getting into it, she pulled the panties aside and just started fucking. Just tweaking that bean.
On a kidney bean shaped bed, no less.
No, it wasn't on that one. It was
life imitating art, imitating life.
On a kidney bean shaped, no less.
No, yeah, so she gave me like 3 dances, I think it was. She didn't charge me, which was cool. And then I was like, I should probably get back to my friends or whatever.
I should probably get back.
And,
You guys just like,
done? Are we done?
Fist bump?
No. There's more to this story. It gets better.
Okay.
So I walk back to the seating area, and I'm kind of like, wow, that was real weird. I don't know what to think of that. And then we kind of chit chat for a second, and then she goes back to work. And so then I'm just kind of back at the strip club for a while. Maybe like a half hour goes by. And one of my friends who was kind of nerdy and, was real bad with girls in high school comes up to me and is like, dude, I think this girl really likes me.
Oh, no.
He's like, she gave me like 2 dances and I think she didn't charge me for one of them. And like, he says all this stuff. And then he leaves, to get a dance from some other stripper. And then my girl comes back and she was like, oh, hey, I just gave your friend a bunch of dances. He's real awkward with girls, isn't he? And I was like, oh, fuck, that sucks.
Wait, so you dance with other men?
How fucking dare you? That whore.
My heart was broken.
You slut.
How'd you end it? What?
How'd you end it?
I was just going to say, to end it, She took me back to the stripper locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I had the very awkward moment of meeting other strippers as they were...
Yeah.
She took me back to the backstage.
She took me back. Well, in the centerfold thing, it's like a closet half the size of this
room.
Isn't
that crazy? They're just all there just to, yeah, fucking, they're getting dressed. Oh, I mean, yeah, they're fucking strippers. Strippers, so it makes, yeah.
No, but so, like, she opened the door to get, I think, because I asked for a phone number or something like that. So she went to
I
her.
I felt we really had a connection.
Well, it's kind of like, I think I actually
like a
said.
Dick vagina connection.
I think I actually said.
Well, I mean, you're hot and stuff, and you're a stripper, but fuck it. Let's be boyfriend girl.
Seeing as I know what your pussy smells like, can I get your digits?
Carry on.
I've missed you.
I think I said.
Five, I missed you.
My friends will kill me if I don't do this to her face. I said, so my friends will kill me if I don't do this, but can I call you sometime?
Wow, swooned.
Yeah, swooned. I was pretty smooth back then.
That's awesome.
Still pretty smooth.
I am melting in my boots,
yeah.
Right.
Did she give you your number?
So she gave me her number, and that's when I was standing awkwardly in the doorway to the stripper locker room. And I think I was also wearing a V-neck anchor blue sweater.
Nice, nice quality.
It was very nice.
Classy.
Yeah. Some
late 90s is awesome.
Some Beyond Baggy, some Beyond Baggy blue jeans.
Oh, yeah, Beyond
Cargo?
Baggy.
And
oh,
some Nike
Miller's Outpost, Beyond Baggy?
Some cross trainers,
yeah.
I think. Yeah,
Miller's Outpost.
I think at that time it was Miller's Outpost or Anchor Blue. I know they switched.
Miller's Outpost had Anchor
blue,
and then
Beyond
it became
Baggy.
Anchor Blue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so then I called her once, and it didn't go to a machine, so I couldn't leave a message, and that was it.
Wow.
Oh, well.
How many kids has she had by Zach at this point?
A weird fact, about a year later.
Whoa.
About
we're
a year later.
How many kids I've had with this woman? Now. That's not, no,
we're
not doing that.
No, a weird.
Moving on.
A weird fact about a year later, I worked with somebody that ended up knowing her because I would tell the story all the time because I was just like, it was such a weird, amazing story.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
Like, that's gotta be...
So I ended up working with someone that went to high school with her, and he said that she was a huge slut.
Go figure.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really? You're innocent...
So what happened? You met her parents, right? You met her parents.
I don't think so. I think maybe I met her mom or dad at one point.
Well, no, what happened? Do you think it all went downhill after the Beethoven movie?
Well, I don't know. But my mom
open
actually brought up... Brought
I know
up,
my life did.
My mom brought up the fact that she found up a bunch of notes in my room like years later that she had written me.
Are we talking notes or are we talking like crumbled up pieces of napkins that you discarded after whatever you were doing?
I didn't masturbate until I was 21.
What?
Wow.
How is that?
It's a joke. That's a joke to get him to shut the fuck up.
Well, because I was going to explore that. But so what did the notes say?
The gist of them, my mom, because I didn't see him, my mom found him and threw him away, but she said that all the notes had to do with, like, her parents breaking up, so she definitely fits the stereotype of, broken home stripper.
Do you ever feel that you could have saved her?
I definitely wanted to. E-40 was a big inspiration to me.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
That's a high task to do, though.
No, yeah, I wouldn't.
Hey, you know what? It's kind of one of those deals where, you know, you get into an apartment and it's kind of fucked up, but the rent's low and it fits the needs that you have. That's kind of like dating a stripper. It's like, yeah, you could get a better place. It could have nicer amenities, not be as like run down, but at the same time, you got all your stuff there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's close to where you like to hang out. You know, kind of makes sense.
I don't see anything wrong with it, really.
Well, I mean, we do have a resident expert when it comes to actually dating strippers, and that's Dylan. And so, I mean,
dating would be a very high word for what he does.
Yeah. Loosely ravaging with a mid-sized
penis. Date implies that I'm taking them out to dinner and paying for it.
Yeah,
I'm not paying for anything unless it's sexual.
Yeah, well, that's.
Well, I mean, paying instead of just.
And I can't remember the last time I came. Eating dinner.
I can.
Except at El Fornayo. That place is amazing.
Oh my god.
It's in Beverly Hills.
The tapenade. It's somewhere around there. The tapenade is amazing.
Oh god. Gnocchi. Get out of town.
It smells like expensive food.
Well, that's kind of an interesting thing though. Like, would you now be.
I'm eating a buggy.
Well,
spit my beer out.
Besides Dylan, being the age that you are now, Zach and Scott,
Would you date a stripper? Is there any redeeming qualities of actually having a meaningful
relationship? You guys have dated, hooked up with, like, a stripper, haven't you?
Not hooking up, but, like seriously
dated. I've never dated really one, like...
No, you hooked up.
Meaningful relationship? I don't know. I'm open to anybody, really, that would open up their heart to me.
They don't have any hearts, let alone souls.
That's true, though.
My girlfriend's gonna so get me laid.
Strippers get me.
Okay, so Scott and I, like it's funny that Carlos actually asked you, Scott and I, this question because both of us are in committed relationships.
Yeah.
And I will say, you know, objectively, speaking completely objectively, outside of my committed relationship, I would like to think that not every single girl that stands up on a stage and takes her clothes off it has daddy.
There's some really well-adjusted women.
Yeah, that's actually what they really want to do with their career.
Really empowered.
Think about it. Look at the girls that you see on WWF, for example.
That's not even the same thing.
They don't take their clothes off, but they're up there in their little shorts and their.
They're wrestling.
That's not even the same thing.
That's not stripping.
That's not like, grinding on a fucking salesman crotch.
So are you saying like a Victoria's Secret model?
No.
That's the same logic as being in short shorts on.
Yes.
Point taken, but by that logic, people that work at Cheetahs or Jumbos would also fit into that outside of a stripper category.
No, because
you're creating as we speak.
They grind their ass on a dude's lap until he comes. Fucking Alessandra Ambrosio doesn't fucking do that. Fucking Cindy Crawford doesn't do that.
They also don't take their clothes off. I mean.
Bunch of professions don't take their clothes off.
Girls that dance in the WWF, I have seen.
They don't dance.
That's what I hate. It's like either
so
be
what,
a stripper or don't
stripper?
Even do it at all.
So you're saying a cheerleader at an NFL game is a stripper?
I'm not saying a cheerleader.
Be a stripper, take your clothes off, or don't do it.
When have you seen
all?
A WWF person give a fucking lap dance?
Do you watch it?
No, I do not. I do not watch WWE.
It's WWE, actually,
WWE,
technically.
Whatever
WWE.
The fuck it is.
You want to be a sponsor?
But honestly, like, with some of the videos, like Scott, you may be the one to actually talk to about this. Like, have you ever watched a WWF episode to where, like, they have this planned, spontaneous situation end up where, like, they're pretending like they're shooting one of the WWF divas getting dressed? And like it's her like in her underwear.
That's the same thing as like a Victoria's Secret model, like in lingerie, having like a back behind the scenes footage or something like that.
What do you mean? Like, like are you saying Elizabeth Macho Man's princess?
I've seen
literally...
the Victoria's Secret models naked. So your point has no fucking bearing. When you're on a stage,
what is your point?
When you're
I don't
on a stage
point.
Dancing to Whitesnake
my
for fucking dollar bills, you're destructive.
There are WWF or WWE, whatever you want to call it. There are some of the actresses that are on that show that
exactly,
totally
they're actresses.
Behave in ways,
but
not
they're acting,
unlike,
really
not
acting.
Unlike
so
not unlike
Silk Stockings, Silk Stockings starred David Duchovny,
LaFemme Nikita.
This is the problem when we all start talking
oh my God.
To each other. When someone's talking,
oh,
let
you're
them talk.
Red Shoe Diaries,
Red Shoe
Skinamax.
Diaries. Oh, well, yeah, Red Shoe Diaries.
Mom's coming home. You're like, why do you got to come on at the worst time? I'm just finishing.
I'm not talking about soft porno actresses. I'm talking about women that, like, actually do things like the women at Cheetahs do or the women at Jumbos do. They don't really take off their clothes. They'll sit there and they'll fucking grind on a stripper pole, but that doesn't necessarily make them full-nude strippers. I mean, I would
I'm completely lost. My idea is I would like
to think that not every girl that gets up on a stage and dances on a pole is irredeemable.
You're saying you're going to take her home to mom kind of thing? You're going to take that girl home to mom. Then she's going to tell your mom, like, oh, what do you do for a living? Well, you know, there's a pole that's erect up into the sky,
so that,
and I
you
dance
know
around
I'm
I dance around it, and I shake my
in
ass.
In a roundabout way, I don't know what the fuck point you were trying
you're
to make, but I agree with you. I see the good in people, try to.
There's a strong difference between...
This isn't Candyland, okay?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not agreeing with that point.
That strips for money and gives people boners and makes them ejaculate.
But
this isn't Candyland.
They do that.
Cheetahs and Jumbos, for example,
they touch
your
dick through
the
pants.
Not every girl that dances there is completely devoid of any kind of.
I'm not saying
qualities.
They're not human. I'm saying they're fucking broken.
Yeah, they're broken.
Different points both of you are trying to make, I think.
And to go back to Janilyn, when I went out to Elephant Bar, or yes, we went to Elephant Bar downtown Burbank for our first date, she wore
it
the,
was a date!
I think I'm getting...
You went to Elephant Bar?
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah, and it was a potato load of potato skins were amazing. Literally, I'm thinking I'm getting Eve, stage name Eve, but I got Janilyn at Elephant Bar. You know what Eve brings to the table? Eve brings a sexy, seductress, beautiful, Asian, half-Asian looking woman in like a tight little schoolgirl outfit. I got Janilyn, who's wearing this one-piece fucking dress from literally from the top of her shoulders all the way down to her
feet. I don't want
him
to think I'm a slut.
Yeah. The most, no, didn't even show us, no skin. And I was like, oh boy, that's why you can't date a stripper. That's another reason why you can't take
well,
a
they overcompensate,
off.
I guess.
Yeah, because they take their clothes off. That's their job.
They got a lot going. That's why I don't think you can have a meaningful relationship with a stripper.
Because you want that fantasy.
I would like to think that, you know, that not every girl that takes her that dances in a bikini on a stage is completely broken. And that's just my faith in people. You know, I and Scott obviously agrees.
I'm reading Twitter. You can shut up now.
It's just something that I choose to. I don't know. I choose to just kind of put people on more of a redeemable quality than that. I don't want to just look at every stripper like whatever. You're not even human.
You're not human. Saying. It's just like you have to go in your place in your mind to become a stripper and go into that business. You have to like.
Yeah,
something has to click.
I don't think Zach is denying that point. I think he's just thinking, in a perfect world scenario of if he's going to date a stripper, he probably could.
Okay,
you could.
Yeah,
you just do the old bait and switch of you tell a pretty girl that she's smart and you tell a girl that's not that pretty that she's fucking pretty. Like you tell this girl that she hears all day is, oh, you're so fucking hot, blah 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 blah. And then you just talk to her about like music or something or say that
she's so
really
smart.
Fun.
Well, that's how you get them, but once you get them, you just degrade them into the ground.
It's like my fiance, how did you meet?
You make
you
treat them like they're
fine. Yeah, she was grinding on me for a 4-for-1 and you know, we're getting married next November. Awesome. Like I can't have that. Yeah.
What if she gives you a communicable disease and then your wiener can only insert her vagina?
That's okay.
Oh, so like a proprietary vagina disease?
Yeah.
Okay. I can
so
see
like
that.
The so like
I'll take sole proprietorship.
She could
that.
Be the only girl you could fuck.
Let's not
no
get
matter
fucking
what.
Around about here.
So
we're
you
talking
that,
about
that also means like I'm set. I have to be settling then. So then yes, I would settle.
Well,
for
I guess
sex.
The only benefit of actually seriously dating a stripper and being in a relationship and possibly marrying and have kids is that those kids are going to be strippers too. And you could probably get your daughter.
And I don't want to have 3 beautiful daughters because I know I'm going to have them. So I know they might become strippers anyways. And if I don't need their mom being a stripper already.
Yeah.
You never need to make change. You don't.
There's dirty change everywhere. Dirty girl change.
See, not necessarily.
That's the stripper mom has fucking ice cream truck money for days. You hear that bell coming down?
He's your fucking snow cone, you fucking whore.
Click clacks or lucite heels down there, like, hey, come on, get your fucking otter pops.
Some chili cheese Fritos. When you don't want the ice cream.
Give me a pack of Cools. Mom's got to go to work in 6 hours.
Dude, we are only 2 episodes in, and this is already the most offensive fucking thing that we can do.
We can get more offensive
a little
if
better
you want.
Than that.
I know I'm just a guest star now.
You're becoming serious regular.
But...
I need your
Nazi cunt rape. Let's talk about that.
like raping and
we
like,
do not use the C word on this podcast.
Like I don't see that on the list.
We do not use this
that's not on the list.
Like raping the cunts of Nazis.
Yeah, well, the list of topics we've got.
If you go either
or
side.
Raping
Aaron,
the cunt
there's
like
a
Nazi.
Toss-up between politics and Nazi cunt rape. I don't know.
You can either be raping the cunt of a Nazi or raping the cunt like a Nazi.
Hey, C word.
I think you can go both ways. You can.
Craig?
If you have affiliation with the Nazi Party or at one time were a Nazi or like a relative was a Nazi,
would neo Nazis count because of our actual
Nazis? I have neo Nazis.
Well, what I'm saying, there's not many Nazis around anymore.
I have a brown shirt.
I guess I'm thinking like back.
I can put a brown shirt on.
If you can just like use your mind as a time machine back to Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Just imagine a Nazi cunt fucking somebody.
Yeah.
Meaning
raping.
Meaning
rape.
It will come cunt raping, yes.
Cunt raping?
So a female female member of the Nazi Party just engulfing cock with their vagina.
Oh. Yeah.
Impermissibly.
Yeah. You know the worst thing imagine being a teenage Nazi girl
World War II.
Yeah.
And you're trying to piss off your dad. Like, you just, it's fucking wide open, man. Like, you could do a lot of fucking shit.
I ate some falafel today, sorry.
I just don't like Adolf Hitler. Oh. I'm going away.
That very handsome Juden boy. I think I'll ask him around.
Yeah. Can you imagine? There had to be that father that the Nazi daughter was attracted to the Jewish boy.
Yeah. She was into Louis Armstrong and fucking.
Das Juden.
And then the. Yeah.
I think actually the. Anything disrespectful towards Jews is off limits.
Is that off limits?
Right.
They're the biggest problem of our problems.
Someone's got to do my taxes.
Well, the thing is, yeah, you don't want to piss off the Jews because they'll burn you.
Both of my bosses are Jewish.
Was that a pun?
Yeah, it was a pun. Thank you. That's good. One.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to the BODS Episode 2. Scott, thank you for joining us. Hope to be back soon.
Do you have anything to plug, Scott?
I never got to plug my book.
Anything?
What's your book?
I don't actually have
a book. Nazi cunt raping?
Nazi cunt rape. It's going to be a 6-volume edition.
Seriously, guys.
Out on pub.
Is that a bantam?
It's on Doubletree.
Oh, it's Doubletree. Okay.
Cool. What is it? Doubletree or that's a hotel?
That's a hotel.
Random House.
It's on Double Random Day. House. You thinking Double Day?
Double Day. Yeah, Double Day Publishing.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys in episode 3. Take care.
Adios.
Tuning in. We'll see you guys.